Thanks, Mike. Wonderful song. Blood's flowing and pumping and excited. Great choice. Good evening. Short notice, I'm filling in, but we will give our best tonight. And I'll jump right in. Tonight I'd like to propose that at a minimum we have at least three types of people in our audience tonight. I suggest that tonight there are some of you who need or are seeking protection. I suggest that there are some who are seeking or needing guidance. And I suggest there are some who are in need of pardon. Now, playing the role of Albert and asking the Albert-type question, okay, Albert, are you talking of physical or earthly needs or spiritual? And I'll answer myself and I'll say, yes. I mean, how can you, if you're honest with yourself, separate those physical from spiritual? And if you're honest, how can these three needs not be intertwined? Now, to see what God has to offer. As some get to know me, I observe several teachable moments that I take as insight from God. Many things I'll see casually at a store, or I'll see as last time I drove through nature, and it just really makes me think and ponder, and I go through a lot of those. But on the short notice, getting that pulled together was a challenge. So I tried to hone down and work into cohesive thought, but I thought, based on the time, it's always good to let God speak for us tonight. I was seeking a psalm that I could share, give a few brief comments, and then extend an invitation. My Bible, as most others, have summary descriptions above the psalm itself. Brothers and sisters, I know many of you are tired, anxious, weary, angry, guilty for feeling good, guilty for feeling bad. You're grateful. You're thankful. Again, many of the matters above overlap, and many have what feels like solid roots. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know I'm here for you. The congregation is here for you. Anything of those things that I've mentioned, I want you to know that we're here for you. We strive, we follow God's word to be here for you. But most importantly, God is here for you. Now, I don't have a magic checkbook or a potion or a close friend who can take care of anything as far as your problems of this world, but I have what you have, the time right here and right now to make a new start. You have the time to open your heart to God and submit to His authority. Accept His grace and be clothed in His loving kindness. Begin to use prayer and begin to study and use His word daily. And additionally, lean and call upon His people if you're in need of the three things that I mentioned earlier. So now I would like to actually go into Scripture, and I want to read Psalm 25 in its entirety and let the words of God speak to us tonight as far as the topics that I've talked about. After I finish reading, I'll ask Mike if you could go to the song, because I've extended the invitation. I want you tonight to have what I took on many years ago, what many of us have taken on many years ago, which was God's love. And we've taken on the help of brothers and sisters, and we've taken on prayer and having a prayer for life. And as you hear about the challenges, which is some of the folks who have need of medical attention and the struggles and strife on those families, you want to have that. Psalm 25 is a psalm of David, and the man-made heading title was Prayer for Protection, guidance, and pardon. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know you, your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I will wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindness, for they have been from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged, bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.